afternoon, rodeo fans of Making Eight Maniacs. This is pro rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to step back on the ranch with Making Eight. So get a grip, because the show starts now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the bulls down.
Fans, that's right. It is Monday evening. Time to sit back on the ranch and talk a little rodeo with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Good evening, everybody. I am Scott Mesick, your host for tonight. We're excited about being able to sit back on the ranch here this evening. Man, do we have a good show lined up for you this evening. It's going to be a great one. We're going to talk about this weekend's rodeos. We're going to have some guest callers. But before we get into that, I did tell you that we have a special announcement that we are going to make right here this evening, and we are not going to wait any longer. So, fans, it is my pleasure to announce that we are going to have a special co-host for the time being. She is an Arkansas cowgirl and knows a thing or two about rodeo, so let's bring her on, Miss Melody Flaumer. And I believe I said that right. Didn't I, Melody?
You said it about right. It's kind of a hard name to pronounce, but it gets around quite a few.
It does. Well, Melody, I've got to say, we are glad to have you here on the Back on the Ranch show with us. And, you know, you come pretty highly recommended. I hear that you know a thing or two about bull riding.
You know, I hear the same thing from a couple of contractors. It's my specialty, and it's what I do for a living. It's kind of a funny story of how I got started onto it, but I am just so excited that I'm going to be able to share my information. I'm back at the ranch with you.
That's right. Now, you are the CEO of Ultimate Bucking Bull Network. Is that correct?
Yes. Ultimate Bucking Bull Network was kind of arranged about a year ago or so, and it was between a group of people that wanted to share more information about bucking bulls and start programs for not only bulls and contractors, but riders as well. And within the year, kind of changed around to certain different things, and I took advantage of it by sharing my educational knowledge and bringing on some research within the company and starting some programs for contractors. And, you know, if you don't know what it is, we're a contractor. If they want a program, say if they're in Colorado or something and they're having trouble with their bull herd, you know, because it's different climates, and these bulls, PRCA, PBR, it doesn't matter. They're always traveling on the road, always. They're athletes.
Right.
And they're different from a regular bovine that sits out in the pasture and eats grass and then gets eaten at McDonald's or something. You know, these, they're like humans. You know, you pump them full of vitamins, you treat them like a baby, and you have to take special care of them. That's what I help contractors do. I study them. I manage their herds. I create feed programs with them. And not only do I do this, but I have a specialized team that helps me arrange all this. I have a nutritionist from Fort Smith, Arkansas, that aligns feed programs with me. I also have a certified massage therapist that works on these bulls with me and diagnoses problems that's going on with them with bones or muscles or anything. And I also have a very highly recommended veterinarian from Arkansas as well that helps me on to this.
So you've got a complete network that is geared towards the science behind bucking bulls. Is that right?
Of course. You know, sometimes it takes years for producers to finally produce an animal that has everything they want and perform as they should. And producers are getting smart and using technology to help them take that advantage and make that superstar even bigger. You know,
right.
So that being said, with advances with so far what I'm studying into right now, DNA typing and artificial insemination and stem cells, you know, there's so much that's behind it that we're starting right now that's going into, you know, programs like exclusive genetics.
Right. Wow. So would you say right now, I mean, we're just going to throw you right out there. Would you say that the scientific-wise, the most, I guess you could say the most strategic and the most interesting would probably be like one like Bushwhacker?
Of course. I mean, Bushwhacker is a different animal, you know, and just, he is a different animal. Even though the asteroid and Bushwhacker are up on that scale battling it out each weekend for the number one spot, it's all back behind the statistics that you people usually don't see it there. And it's
right.
So interesting to me, even though I'm not a very numbering person, but statistics, I study that. And, you know, Bushwhacker only has two statistically similar bulls to him, unlike asteroid that has five or six. And that
wow.
makes it so, yeah, it makes it so different that even though those bulls are so close alike, you know, getting scored and marked so high every weekend, they're actually really different animals.
Wow. That's really interesting. I had no idea that they were, you know, because you do. That's really what we see as a fan week in and week out on the CBS Sports Network is we'll watch those bull scores come in at, you know, ungodly numbers, usually 47, 47 and a half even, you know, between the
yeah.
two of them. But we don't get to see a lot of that, the differences between them. But that really is interesting. So you're saying that there's only really close to two statistically that are like Bushwhacker?
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
And it all ranges to, you know, he is the fifth marked highest bull in history. He's for out of Hall of Fame, you know, he's number five in the world that is active right now, that has been active for about 5 years. All the rest of the bulls that are higher than him in the Hall of Fame are about, they're inactive right now for about 3 years.
Wow. That is really cool. Well, outside of the Ultimate Bucking Bull Network, you do a lot of other things around rodeo. I mean, obviously, you keep track of a lot of these statistics and things like that. But you also, I mean, you were just this past year Miss Lincoln Rodeo Queen. Is that right?
That's correct. This weekend, actually, bringing up that point, I am handing over my crown title in Lincoln, Arkansas, this weekend, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. To another special girl that gets to take my place. And not only do I have Miss Lincoln Arkansas title, I also hold a Madison County IPRA title as well in Huntsville, Arkansas.
Wow.
And I have been queening for about 5 years now, so it's been I think that's where I get my momentum with talking to people and being a loudmouth on sharing my information of love of rodeo.
Wow. So you have been a queen for about 5 years now. Are you going to continue to run this year? Are you going to be running for more queens?
I was very interested in it, on running again, but as the time goes, I'm starting to go with a different direction, and that's with, you know, sharing my education and helping out contractors like Wolf Creek Cow Company and such. And I would love to queen, and one of my goals one day is to run for Miss Rodeo USA and Miss Arkansas and such, and maybe I can just pass on with my barrel racing favoritism and roping favoritism this year.
Wow. Very good. So what are some of the events that you do compete at rodeo on a regular basis?
On a regular basis, when I do have time and I'm not traveling every weekend, I chase cans, yes, I barrel race. I've been barrel racing for a long time now, and before barrel racing, I'm a team roper, I heel. And don't even ask me to get on the heading because I cannot head at all whatsoever.
Well, so you've been around rodeo, you've grown up around it, right? When did you get started?
Honestly, this is the funny part. As much as I'm into rodeo, I was actually born in Illinois, and I was born around extreme sports such as wakeboarding, snowboarding, and motocross.
Really?
So, yes, and so over time involved in moving down to Arkansas with family and my sister kind of moving on to the more bigger scene of wakeboarding, I just kind of evolved into getting on a drill team with rodeo and then working for a vet and kind of acquiring that you know, that awesome information that I know now, and, you know, started by already singing Queening and getting all in the glitz and glitter. And
wow.
So it's been a long road, and I've been so blessed by the opportunities I've been given and such a great knowledge that I've been acquired through other people by learning.
Well, you know, that's one thing that you and I, having a chance to be able to spend some time and get to know you and all, that I really look forward to is getting a lot of your experience and a lot of your knowledge that you do have around the sport, and bringing that here to some of our fans, some of our listeners here on our Back on the Ranch show. So I'm looking forward to having you here as long as you want to be and have the time to be a part of our Back on the Ranch show. We certainly look forward to it. And so I say welcome. I mean, we're glad to have you here on the Making A Radio Network.
And I'm grateful, Scott. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's all about having a good time. And you and I have spent some lengthy conversations talking about rodeos and things like that, haven't we?
Absolutely. I think we've had a couple of two-hour phone calls.
I think so, at least. And not to mention that we cannot fail to mention that the reason why we're connected is because we have a mutual friend, and our good friend Gooby, who's on his way back down from Kearney, Michigan, who I think we're going to hear from later on, right?
Yeah, he's an awesome clown, an awesome guy, and I was so glad to meet him a couple weeks back at a fuck out. He was actually announcing instead of being a clown.
Well, you know, we have to be very cautious on when we talk about people here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network show. Before you and I got really interested, we had to make sure that you didn't hate Gooby, because not everybody likes a clown like him. He's a character, and I mean, you know, there's no telling. So I mean, it's either good or bad. And so when you say, "Oh, I know Gooby," I say, "Hey, is it good?" You know, we gotta make sure we're both on the same page there.
He is an awesome guy, hands down.
Yeah.
Very good guy.
Yeah, he is. Well, I know that he is on his way back from Kearney, Michigan, and him and Brett Weldon, who's another part of Making Eight Rodeo Network. Those guys have had a great weekend up there. We're going to talk with them here a little bit later on in our show. But, man, we have got a lot to talk about here tonight. I know that the Old Fort Days Rodeo was going on, which, of course, there is kind of up there in your neck of the woods, right?
Yes, Old Fort Days was going on at Fort Smith, and surprisingly, well, not only surprisingly, we've had some top-notch contestants that were actually entered, and people got to see and meet that were at the National Finals Rodeo this year and kind of won it and walked away with it.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, some of the other PRCA events. You know, there's also a big PBR event coming up this next weekend in Decatur, Texas, which is where we are going to be at. We're going to have a chance to get out there at the JW Hart Challenge. And, man, I'm telling you, you talk about a wild weekend. It's going to get really interesting there. There's a lot of money riding on some of those top bulls that are going to be there.
Yeah, and that goes back with the JW Hart and the Pistol Robinson deal, if not only if our followers have known about it.
That's right. We're going to let them know here a little bit later on in our show, but let's take a short break here and take a listen from some of our sponsors. What do you say, Melody?
Sounds absolutely fantastic.
All right, guys, you're listening to the Back on the Ranch show here on a Monday night with Melody and Scott. Stay.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all, with offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event, whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you,
to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Macon 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out Macon8Rodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Macon 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Macon 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
Listening to the Macon 8 Rodeo Network. So sit back on the ranch and let's talk some rodeo history with all your favorites on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM and Macon8Rodeo.com.
All right, welcome back on the ranch here on a Monday night. Little Casey Donahue to get you fired up. Melody, what do you think? I'm telling you, we have got some rodeo to talk about, am I right?
I am pumped. I mean, there is so much to cover from the weekend, especially from Old Fort Days and a couple other PRCAs that went on.
Well, you know, the PRCA, they really, there's so many events that go on. It's hard to keep track of everything all on one weekend, you know. But, I mean, they were all up and down the East Coast from New Jersey, North Carolina. They were in Tennessee. They were down in Florida. And that's just the East Coast. I mean, they had some in California and Canada. They're everywhere. You got to love the PRCA.
And PRCA goes on not only just the weekend, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday events, or even they go, some of them go on all week long.
That's right. You know, and now with the summer months here, you know, and families are on vacation and all of that, I mean, kids are out of school and man, you know, you can go hit a rodeo almost 7 days a week out there if you want, if you're in the right areas, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, and that goes back on later on in the show. You know, Brett Weldon and them, they were all way up in Michigan this weekend, and not a lot of people know that rodeos are about in every state every weekend.
Oh, I know it. I know it. But, you know, you really, you know, it's kind of like, well, following your favorite band or whatnot. You know, you have to you have to be willing to travel just to keep up with all these guys. But, man, let's talk a little bit about the, you know, the old 4 Days Rodeo is the classic pro rodeo. There's so much history there at the old 4 Days and there in Fort Smith, Arkansas. There's so much talent that has to turn out there just to compete because of the history that's there. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm trying to think of the Terry Gold. He had the rodeo for about, I mean, I'm pretty sure I've seen it signed there over the weekend, about more than 80 years of rodeo. I mean,
wow.
It's been on for a long, long time.
Yeah, and it's really like, you know, I mean, these guys, they're almost inherited into producing these rodeos. I mean, you know, it's kind of passed down from family to family through the years, am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When I was down at Old 4 Days, I only got to make a stop once to watch the rodeo, but when I seen the standings, I was just blown away on the contestants that were entered. Brittany Posey walked away with the rodeo, and, I mean, not a lot of people get to see their favorite contestants up close, and I know that Brittany Posey is one of the favorites of the barrel racing and the barrel racing industry.
Absolutely. Yeah, she is definitely one of our favorites as well. Lindsay Sears, I'm going to tell you right now, is my top-notch favorite. I will play favorites with her. She's my girl. I absolutely love her. But Carly Pierce is another one. She's from right there in Stephenville, Texas. And of course, we've got our good friends there at KWBY that love hearing from her. Carly is a great girl, but Brittany has really been on fire as well. And man, I love watching her on Stingray. It's great watching, but you know,
yeah.
Melody, we're talking about you only being able to make one stop to be able to actually watch the event down there, but you've got a friend that you were able to bring along with us here on a Monday night to talk a little bit about the old 4 Days Rodeo, am I right?
Yes, I do. She's a good girl.
Well, I believe she is on the line right now, so let's go ahead and bring her on. Hello, you're on the Back on the Ranch show. Hello? Well, we lost her. Man, I'm telling you.
She must be headed to a barrel race right now. I spoke to her earlier this day, and that girl, even though she's sick, she's always going to be on the road.
I hear you. Well, let's hope that we can get her back. But really, I mean, you were talking about the contestants that were there that turned out for the old 4 Days Rodeo, and you know, some of the top-notch, Corey Solomon and Shane Hanchy were there in the tie-down roping.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see Bobby Moat. He ended up winning, I believe, in the bareback riding down there.
Yeah, and we also seen a couple PBR bull riders down there as well. I know Wednesday night we had Corey Atwell from North Carolina and Stormy Wing that were injured up as well. They didn't walk out too hot on an eight-second ride, but they're still there for PRCA.
Yeah, and, you know, Shane Proctor, who is another one, of course, he is a PRCA world champion as well. He loves to do both. But, you know, with him being in contention there for a world title in the PBR, he is also making a pretty strong run here in the PRCA. He won that event down there in the bull riding.
That's kind of like Mike White back then, you know, when he walked away with Rookie there and then he won the world with PRCA and PBR. He's kind of reminding me a little bit about Mike White right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's, you know, I absolutely love talking with Shane Proctor and just, you know, I mean, he's got what it takes to be a world champion on both calibers. I mean, he runs real strong in both, and I love his riding style. I love what he brings as a world champion. Mm-hmm.
I absolutely agree, and you know, it kind of surprised everybody this year when he jumped in the PBR, and not just him, but I mean, there's a whole bunch of young guns that are popping up there, you know, like Brian Atwood, Jory Marcus, and Reese Cates. He's back on the circuit, you know, from winning Rookie of the Year in 2006, and he's back on. I mean, and he's hitting it pretty strong. He's been, I know he won a couple touring pros this year as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And he is actually one of my favorite guys to talk with and talk about. We actually just saw him at the PBR Touring Pro event this weekend, but he too is making a very strong run in the PRCA this year. So it's great to see these guys really turn out and compete in both. You know, it's not just about the money, it's about the love of the game. And, you know, these guys are eaten up by it. They know that by going out, they can compete during the week at a lot of these, you know, these PRCA events, and then go out and compete on the weekend, you know, with these touring pros or with these Built Ford Tough Series events. So great to see these cowboys really step up and ride bulls, which is what they love to do.
Yeah, I mean, just like I said, this year, it's been different this year. You know, usually we see some slumps. I mean, it's going to be a tough one about, you know, winning the world. And another one of my favorite guys that we can draw back on is J.B. Mooney. I favor him a lot, you know. Before, everybody has their different opinions on that man, but he has changed so much over the years. I mean, he's surrounded by a lovely family now, and he's also been on circuit for consecutive about 8 years, going to eat the world each year.
Right. You know, and he's been so close. You know, now he's dealt with some injuries earlier this year. Does he have what it takes to step out and win enough events to put himself in contention there at the end?
If it's one guy that I want to see walk away with world, it's him.
Yeah, I would love to see it as well. JB is a great guy. And, you know, we've had the opportunity to sit back on the ranch here with him, and we've had him on our show. And, of course, they're all archived, so our fans can go back and listen to him at any time. But we've had some great interviews as we were able to sit down with JB and talk with him. But now, I believe we have your friend on the line with us. Let's see if we can bring her on. Let's see if she's going to get shy and hang up on us again.
Let's all right. Try.
Arkansas, you are on the Back on the Ranch show.
Hey.
Hello.
How are y'all?
Good. Who is this?
My name is Kennedy Edwards, and I'm the Junior Miss Rodeo Arkansas.
Wow. Junior
Kennedy.
Miss Rodeo Arkansas.
Yes.
How are you?
Good, how are y'all?
We're absolutely fantastic, and Kennedy is one and other girl. You know, when I was bragging on Cappy earlier, this girl, when it comes to queening and representing, it is her about her home state.
Really?
Thank you.
So are you a big Arkansas Razorback fan too?
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
I love Razorbacks.
Oh, that's okay. I won't hold it against you. But maybe you can get smart and become something like a Florida Gator fan or something like that. But we'll get into that later. Tell us about the Old Fort Days Rodeo. How were things this weekend?
Well, halfway through the week, we all thought we were going to blow away from all the tornadoes and stuff. But it was really great and a lot of fun.
Well, we're very glad that you didn't blow away. Now, as a rodeo queen competing out there with as much wind and all that was blowing around, that had to make things pretty challenging, am I right?
Yeah, it was, but it actually, I guess it was kind of good in the end because I don't know what magnitude it was, but we all took cover and stuff, and me and Shelby Rice, the National Little Princess, we were sitting in the tornado shelter, and Tuff Cooper, Trevor Brazil, Shane Hansen, they were all in there, so that was really fun.
Wow. I bet there were some good conversations that went on in there, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely interesting.
Now, you know, these guys that are out there competing, they're running their prize horses, too. Did they get their horses in those storm shelters?
Yeah, there was no tornadoes that took down, just a lot of rain.
Oh, well, that's good.
Wait, no, they weren't in the shelters, no, sorry.
No. You know, it wouldn't surprise me, though, if Shane Hansen wasn't trying to get his horse in there.
No, it wouldn't surprise me one bit either. And now, Kennedy, Brittany Posey was there. She was running barrels, and also a family member, Denny Flynn, old world champion cowboy, his daughter was running there as well, am I correct?
Yes.
Her name is Ariana Flynn, and she was running barrels this year as well. So,
yeah, she did really good. She had a nice, clean run.
Wow.
It was kind of like family bringing back on the PRCA.
So, yeah. Kennedy, what are some things that you do in rodeo outside of being a queen? Do you run into competitions?
Yeah, I barrel race. I do junior rodeos and I do little bridge rodeos. And in July, I'll be heading to Pueblo, Colorado for the nationals for little bridges.
Wow. Well, good deal. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Sure. So, I've got to ask you, why do we never see a rodeo queen, like, riding bulls or anything like that?
Well, I'm not really sure, and I don't think they stay on as long as they were at Fort Smith. I can tell you that, sure.
Really? There were a lot of great rides down there, huh?
Yeah, there was.
Well, they had a lot of great talent down there. Like we were just talking about before you came on. I mean, we had some of the top guys, Shane Proctor and Corey Atwell and several of those top bull riders. So I know that was great watching for you guys. Now, do you guys have a big – there's a huge, like, old Fort Days parade and all, too, isn't there?
Yeah, that was the first night of the rodeo, and it was a big, huge parade, and it went down downtown Fort Smith. A lot of the queens were there, and it was just a really fun time.
Well, good deal. Now, what are some of your goals this year for you?
Well, I want to do really good at nationals, and I just want to have a really good rodeo season this summer on my barrel horse.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. Well, we wish you the best of luck. I hope it turns out really well for you, and we're glad that you're able to take a few minutes and talk to us about the old Fort Days Rodeo.
All righty. I'll talk to you guys later, okay?
All right, Kennedy. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Well, Melody, that was a lot of fun. She's a great girl.
She is a sweet girl, and like I said, she represents the state of Arkansas to her fullest ability. If it's one girl that is going to get out there to help or give a helping hand, it's her.
Well, that is a great thing. Now, I can't say much for it, though, because it's only Arkansas. So I got a huge rivalry going there between the Arkansas Razorbacks and my Florida Gators. But that's a football thing, and we can put that aside for the time being, I guess. I know you're from Arkansas, too, so.
Well, I don't know if it's going to go into the football. I may not be college, but I do root for my Chicago Bears.
Oh, you're a big Chicago Bear fan?
Yes, I am, and a Cubs fan.
I'm sorry. I know you need help.
I do.
Somebody's got to get this girl some help. I don't know. We might be able to find you some help here, Melody. I think we're going to have a few guys call in here in just a few minutes, but before we do, I think we should take a short break here again. We'll talk with some of our sponsors. When we come back, we'll see if we can get these two crazy guys up there in Kearney, Michigan to give us a call.
I'm scared, but let's have at it.
All right. You guys stay tuned. You're listening to Melody and Scott right here on the Back on the Ranch show on a Monday night. Stay tuned.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com. or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Hey guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
Back on the ranch, and let's talk some rodeo history with all your favorites on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM and Making8Rodeo.com.
All right, welcome back on the ranch here on a Monday night as you sit back with yours truly and Miss Melody. Melody, what do you think?
Yes.
I don't know.
Awesome.
I'm getting a little nervous.
I'm excited. I've had a smile on my face all the evening. I mean, we've had some great information and funny information that we've heard about, you know, Trevor Brazil and Shane hiding out in a tornado shelter. But, I mean, sounded like it was a wild weekend.
Yeah, well, speaking of wild weekends, these next two guys that we're going to bring on the line with us, These guys, I mean, they are nothing but trouble when they get together. I think the courts have even deemed it to be a hazard at some point when these two are around, but they're always a lot of fun. We're talking about a professional announcer and barrel man in a truck riding from Kearney, Michigan, back to, I guess, Arkansas is where they're going. So what do you think we bring on these two guys?
Let him roll.
All right. So we're talking about Brett Weldon and Michael Gooby Smith. Are you guys with us?
Yeah, we are.
Get back on the road, man. Jeez.
Hey, we're not really driving. I got to say, first of all, Scott, any pictures which may have appeared on Facebook this week are Photoshop, okay? Let's just clear that up right off the bat.
I don't think so, Brett Weldon. I've seen how ugly those pictures come out, and they could only be from you. So, and I do have them saved in a hard file that we will keep a close eye on and hang on to them for a rainy day.
You know, sometimes some things you do will always come back and bite you in the rear, and it's already bit me in the rear several times this weekend.
I bet it has. I bet it has. So, Gooby, are you with us, buddy?
Hey, I'm here.
Man, how was this weekend in Kearney, Michigan?
Well,
you're nervous.
Hey, Kearney, you bet you. Brett's driving. You know how that is.
Definitely.
Kearney, Michigan, man. I got to tell you, we went to Kearney, Michigan. This is the first year that Brett and I have traveled up there. It's an 18-hour drive from my house. Brett drove over, and we ended up jumping the truck together. I'm going to tell you, when we pulled up to the town of Kearney, there's not much in the town. There's a few little stores and a small community. But we pulled in about 3, 4 in the morning to a committee that had their arms wide open. You know, when you cross north of the Mason-Dixon line, you never know what you're going to expect when it comes to rodeo, how they're going to be, how they're formed, or what kind of events they have, because it's not usually your traditional rodeos. But we pulled in. We kept in contact with a committee that, I have to be honest with you, Scott, it's one of the best committees in the country, in my opinion. And right away, they opened up to us, and they told us a little history about how the rodeo ended up getting started and the reasons they put on the rodeo. And with a committee that puts on a rodeo and gets all the profits and proceeds straight back to the community and the youth in particular to the community, it's bound to be a great time from the beginning.
Wow. Now, this was your first year up there, right?
Yeah.
This was the first year for Brett and I both, yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. You know, going back to those northern rodeos that I was talking with Gooby earlier, there is a difference between northern and southern rodeos, believe it or not, if you want to go there. And because up north, it's not really well known to people about rodeo and what it is and not. But when you cross over here, everybody rodeos. Everybody knows what rodeo is. So when you go up there, you know, fans' faces are just blown away with the rides that they see and the clowns that they hear and how interactive they get with them, because they usually don't see that.
You're exactly right, guys. I'm going to tell you, that deal up there, it's a once-a-year celebration that occurs all year long. The committee, and just like Ruby said, hey, we get to go to some great committees. These people up here for their sixth year, and I told them, I said, hey, I've got places that are in their, you know, 60th and 70th year that are where you guys were at in your sixth year. And so they got a lot to be proud of there. I mean, those guys, they've got it squared away, and it just keeps getting better and better and better each year. As far as the crowd, it rains Saturday. It seems like every time I go up there it rains. But, hey, it rained Saturday, and it didn't hinder anybody. Everybody had fun. Everybody was yipping and yapping and cheering, and it was just a good time.
Wow.
You know, and also what we talk about when we talk about this rodeo was up north. The committee did an excellent job, Scott, Melody. What was unique about this rodeo was it wasn't just centered around your classic events such as the bareback, the bulls, the team roping, and barrel racing and that nature. You guys were talking about queens a little earlier. They had, I believe, 21 or 24 queen contestants and a queen competition that
wow.
was just remarkable. You talk about a bunch of young ladies that wanting to represent such a wonderful rodeo. And then outside of that, they had a stick horse race for kids 4 and under, They had the calf scramble. I mean, you just talk about a well-rounded rodeo that really focuses on the community and pulls everyone together as one big family. That's Kearney, Michigan.
Awesome.
That is, you know, I've been to a couple of them up there as well, you know, Lake County Fairs, because up north they do have a lot of county fairs, believe it or not, and I've been to a couple of them, and it just, as small as the town gets and, you know, rodeo grounds in the middle of nowhere besides cornfields, but, I mean, thousands of them come from all over the place just to see a rodeo.
Oh, yeah, it's so neat. And this deal is just a standalone. It's not even a county fair. And he hit something about those queens. I got to tell you, I've been involved in a lot of queen contests. 24 girls, 24 smiling girls that were probably the most sportsmanlike group of any group of girls I've ever seen in that type of competition. And I guarantee you, any one of them, especially in the older division, could represent as Miss Rodeo Michigan any day of the week. I mean, unbelievable what they got going on up there.
That is amazing. You know, queens, if we want to get back to that, you know, down here around Arkansas where I am right now, it's kind of a dying breed because all the girls that have grown up, they're either gone to bigger state titles like Arkansas, they're going on to nationals or something like that. So that kind of gave me the chills when you said that there's 24 contestants. That is amazing.
Yeah, that's a cool number. Now, I've got to ask, though, Gooby, did you get Brett up there doing any dancing?
Hey, I gotta be honest with you. Brett did a lot of dancing. Not only Brett, you know, if folks want to go on my website and then go onto the Facebook, we've got all sorts of pictures of not only the fans, but Brett, myself together, the committee. Brett pulled a few moves this weekend. I was somewhat impressed. I think during the off season, he's been doing a little workout and maybe took some dance lessons.
Has he? Well, good deal, man. I cannot wait to go check out the website there. And what is that website, Gooby?
It's going to be RodeoGooby, GOOBIE.com. And I think you got a link on Making 8 Network also, Scott. And, you know, just go on there, link us over to Facebook, say hey, check out some of the pictures, all sorts of things, and just check out our schedules. That's one good thing about Brett and I is we have probably about 20, 30 rodeos this year together. And, you know, we enjoy each other's company, and we have a lot of fun while we do it.
So we're going to see a lot of you and Brett together, huh? Please, no more pictures of the hotel rooms or the getting out of the showers, please.
Hey, earlier I had to, if you were following Facebook, you saw where I blamed it on Denise Dugdale from Broken Arrow. If you remember, she's the one that a couple years ago at the IFR, we were sitting there, and she goes, I think I'm going to hire this Gooby guy. And I was thinking, what is a Gooby? So remember, I went and shook hands with him, and then it's just, you know, see you in May. And then that first night at Broken Arrow last year, we were clicking along, and the power went out except for the sound. And luckily, we had the sound down from Oklahoma, Casey, who's asleep back there in the back seat, ready to rock some sound effects for us. And I remember looking at him going, what do you got, big boy? And that set off a partnership that is... you know, it's got us a lot of places. I'm surprised it hasn't got us in jails across the country. But it's been a pleasure. We have a good time. As you
That's
know,
right.
If you can be around us for just about 5 minutes, you're going to be laughing and somebody's going to be wearing something they probably ought not be.
Hey, and I've also got a pick on you, Scott. You know, of course, Brett and I listen to your broadcast all the time. We were listening a little earlier. You're calling me out, you know, making sure Melody likes me or enjoys me and everything. I mean, you know, this is where Brett and I get all of our rodeo information as well. You gotta keep us on the up and up, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll work on that, Gooby. I appreciate it. And, of course, we appreciate you guys tuning in and being such a big part of the Making 8 Rodeo Network, as far as both of you. Of course, we put Brett Weldon, you know, up there in the broadcast booth with us and doing our videos. And of course, we've got you branded everywhere, and you've got our name branded on your jerseys and stuff that the fans can see out there at these events. So we're glad of the partnership that we have with both of you guys, and so glad that you guys are able to work so well together. And like Brett said, I was there in Broken Arrow when the lights went down, and seemed like the fans really got entertained. That's so important for a rodeo entertainer like yourself, Gooby. We're glad to have you aboard.
There is one recommendation, though. If
Uh-oh.
I could
if we should have them back on the show. Whoever dyed their hair pink, I insist that they should go back to their natural hair color.
I don't know, you know, Brett Weldon. I gotta be honest, Brett enjoyed it a little more than what I expected.
That's the scary part, isn't it?
Hey, that's the scariest thing. And Scott, you know, we've been around each other some throughout the road, across in Oklahoma and stuff, and Brett and I have traveled a bunch, and you know, it's bad news when you get me, you, Brett, and a lot of the other guys along the rodeo trail in the same environment, because you never know what's going to happen, and that's one of the most unique and greatest things about the sport. We all love rodeo.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we certainly look forward to catching up with both of you guys out there this summer, you know, through the rodeo trail, and we'll bring Melody along, and we'll all sit back around the campfire, have some hot dogs, and have a good time. Right, Brett?
You betcha. We're in Butler, Missouri, week after next. So whoever's close, come see us in Butler, Missouri.
That's right. We will definitely take a look at that, my friend, and hopefully things may work out. You never know where this old rodeo bus is headed. You know, we may make a stop up there in Missouri.
Well, and that's right, Scott. And I got to say, you know, since we're talking about where rodeo is going, next year they've already got their date set. Kearney, Michigan, it's going to be June 6th, that weekend of the June 6th, that first full weekend in June. It's going to be their 7th annual, and I got to tell you, Brett and I got invited back there, fortunately. It's an exciting rodeo. They're growing, and just to hear some of the things that they've got planned for this next year, it's a remarkable rodeo. It's cowboy-friendly, fan-friendly, and it's an excellent, excellent time, wonderful committee. And if you got any questions or anything, go to CarneyRoundupRodeo.com, visit with them. Because I got to be honest with you, Scott, you know, the more we can get these rodeos across the country promoted, you know, just on your radio show and everywhere else, the more we grow the heritage that we all love.
Absolutely.
And we never let it die. So.
You bet. Well, thank you, Gooby, and thank you, Brett, for you guys being out there this weekend and calling in and checking in with us, man. We look forward to hearing more of your adventures. As the two of you guys hit the rodeo trail pretty hard this summer.
Hey, you bet.
So excited.
You know, it's always a pleasure. And we're going to keep Melody off it, too.
No more pink hair.
I'll try. No promises.
We're officially about out of diesel, so we're trying to find a gas stop. And I'm not going to lie, I've got to find a little boys' room. So I'm going to get off here. I got to run, put some clothes on, I think. So, Scott, Melody, thank you so much. We appreciate everything you do.
Absolutely,
thank you guys.
We look forward to catching up with you. Safe travel.
All right, see you guys. All right, thanks.
All right, Melody. Well, that did not go as bad as I thought it would. And we appreciate
that. That was a handful.
It always is with Brett Weldon and Michael Gooby Smith. So, and of course, you know, Gooby does have a website, rodeogooby.com, and we do have the links posted on makingitrodeo.com, so the fans can go over and check out.
Yep.
Got to get over there and check out some of their pictures from this past weekend there in Kearney, Michigan. We look forward to seeing a bunch of those. Lord help us all. I'm telling you, and please, viewer discretion, you know, advised. I'm just saying that right now, just so we do not get held responsible for anything that may pop up there. So, getting back down to some of the action that's going on and talking about some of the fun times, Melody, of course, we talked about it earlier, J.W. Hart has a big event coming up this weekend, and we look forward to being there as they make a stop there for the Touring Pro event. And there's a lot at stake. You know, first off, J.W. Hart is doing this and raising money for the Wounded Warriors program, and he has already raised enough money to donate 4 houses for the wounded, Wounded Warrior recipients. Is that not amazing?
It just takes my breath away that these old veteran cowboys are stepping up to the plate and really showing a difference in the world. You know, they're like the beauty pageant queens that win, you know, Miss Rodeo America or Miss America, that, you know, what could you do for the world? And, you know, these guys definitely need a crown on their head.
Absolutely. Well, for starters, I'm not calling JW old So if JW, if you're listening, it was Melody that called you old. No, I'm kidding. But really, you know, but that's just the type of mentality that not just rodeo cowboys, but rodeo fans and people who make a living in cowboying and rodeoing, that's just the type of mentality they have. I mean, take a look. The CBR this weekend was putting on a big benefit for the folks there in West Texas. And then Jeff Robinson had an event. Jeff Robinson had an event. He kicked off the RMEF Big Bull Tour this summer that he does every year during the summer months. They're all touring pro events that he holds in different locations. And they started theirs off this weekend in Asheville, North Carolina. And he donated a lot of his proceeds back to the folks there in Oklahoma that were affected by the tornadoes this past week. So, they
need it.
And it's just so amazing to see everybody come together. I mean, Cody Teal won the CBR event. He donated his winnings right back there to the folks in West Texas. So,
that 20-year-old cowboy has a heart. He does have a heart. And for someone his age, and for him to have that, you know, much powerful, as much money and, you know, title advantage and giving back, that just is a really eye-opener to a lot of people in the sport.
That's right. Well, it just goes to show the mentality and the maturity of these young cowboys, and young or older cowboys, these veteran cowboys, these younger cowboys, they know what it takes, you know, and what's needed out there to help to help our fellow neighbors, you know, and that's exactly what they did. And we've seen so much of that throughout the years, and it's just great to see that. It's great to see JW doing this event this weekend. Now, there's a lot at stake because there was a lot of banner that went off over the last week and a half. You know, JW Hart kind of called out some of these cowboys when it came down to some of these ranker bulls that we've seen throughout these past few years. Am I right?
Those spineless cowboys there. That's the term that was used.
That's right.
I was on Twitter and I was giving JW Hart a hand because he is right. And, you know, I have so much respect for Pistol Robinson standing up to the plate and saying, hey, let's make a bet.
That's right. You know, and, you know, I think that Pistol Robinson has what it takes to ride Bushwhacker.
Yes.
And you know, I mean, I think on any given day, you know, Bushwhacker and Pistol Robinson would make a great matchup. It's only a matter of time before that bull gets rode. And like Pistol said, when we ran into him down here in Paris, Texas, he said he wants to be the first one on him. So he's not gonna pass up an opportunity to get on that bull. And man, you know, it's gonna be an exciting event. I cannot wait to get down there this weekend and go check it out ourselves. And we're going to be doing a rodeo wrap-up, so hopefully we'll be able to have interviews from both J.W. Hart and we'll have some from Pistol Robinson and many of the other guys that will be down there this weekend.
I am so excited. And if I want to make a note back to what you were saying about the, you know, the Bushwhacker deal with Pistol Robinson, I witnessed Pistol Robinson coming back from his injury at Wichita Falls, Texas, and he rode. And if we want to go back to stats, his traveling partner, Marcus Marlick, he actually covered Bushwhacker way back in 2006. I may be wrong, but that was when Bushwhacker was still developing. He wasn't fully developed yet. So there's an advantage. You know, Pistol and Marcus are good friends. So Marcus has been on this bull before. Maybe he could give Pistol Robinson a little pointer.
That's right. You know, absolutely. And see, that stage, that really sets a stage because, you know, like you said, Marcus Marlich was the only cowboy that I know of that actually covered him. Am I right?
For 86 points, yep.
That's right. Now, that was before Bushwhacker really came into his own, but that still gives, I believe that gives Pistol a pretty good advantage coming into this weekend's event.
I think that's a big advantage that he has.
Well, I cannot wait to see what's going to happen. It's all going to unfold in Decatur, Texas this weekend, Saturday night. The performance starts, I believe, at 7 o'clock, and they're going to have some of the top names down there. Silvano Alves, I believe, unless he has made his way to Brazil, which I haven't heard yet, but I think that he is still here in the States. I know that he is set to be there. Of course, he won Paris, Texas down here just a couple weekends ago. So, you know, it's going to be good times. Our good friend Jory Marcus from Stephenville, Texas, should be down there. It's always fun when you're around Jory Marcus. So we're going to have a great time in Decatur, Texas.
Well, I'm excited for you, and I wish I could be there, but I got to do what Queen calls.
That's right. Yeah, you've got the Queen calling, and we look forward to hearing about that from you. Hopefully, we're going to have you back on here Monday if we didn't scare you off this week, and we'll get you back
Absolutely.
Here next Monday with us.
I am so excited to be a part of Making 8 Rodeo Network, and I am blessed by the opportunity.
Well, we are so glad to have you a part of it, Melody, and so glad that we get to get some of your insight and your knowledge when it comes down to talking rodeo here on a Monday night. And, you know, you do such a great job. We just, you know, you come highly recommended through many in the rodeo industry, and we look forward to learning from you and sharing with you as we continue to share with other fans out there, too.
Absolutely. I am thrilled.
Absolutely. Well, good times on a Monday night here as we got to sit back on the ranch and talk a lot of rodeo, talk about the bull ridings that are going on. Like we said, we are going to be in Decatur, Texas this weekend. And Melody, you're going to be where this weekend?
Lincoln, Arkansas.
And I know you'll be doing a fantastic job as you pass on the Queen Crown to another lovely recipient down there. And we're going to meet back up here on Monday night. Now, if the fans are also interested, every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8:08 a.m., you can tune in to Making8Rodeo.com, and we will have our update report with KWBY in Stephenville, Texas, so the fans can have an opportunity to catch some of the humor and some of the stuff that goes on between Making 8 Rodeo Network and our good friends down there, Jody Lee and Sarah, Six Gun Sarah, at KWBY, and man, I'm telling you, fun times. It's a rodeo weekend coming up, and it's just great. I love it. Love to be a part of it, and glad to have you a part of it too, Melody.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad I am too.
Absolutely. Well, we'll catch up with you next Monday, and until then, make sure you have yourself a great weekend.
You too, Scott. See you guys.
All right, fans, that is going to do it for tonight's show. Make sure to keep tuning in to MakeItARodeo.com as we will bring you our updates 8:08 every Tuesday and Thursday morning. Until then, we will see you down the rodeo trail.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.